Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. And taking a look here first off at Samaria High School basketball scores for you from last night. Boys hoops, and game you heard here on KJAN last night. It was Ricky Williams scoring 26 points. Tanner Ford chipped in 17 as Riverside had a big second half to pull away from Audubon, 67-42. It was just a four-point ball game at the half, but Riverside with a big third quarter able to pull off that victory. Also in boys hoops last night, the Atlantic Trojans had a home contest against Clarinda, and they win that one big, 80-46. Stuart Hoig led the way with 27 points for the Trojans. Other boys games, Adair Casey over Glidden Ralston, 61-51. Cam beat Peyton Sherdan's 59-35. Carroll over Winterset, 71-57. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, 66-61 over Sioux City West in overtime. Creston beat Denison Schleswig 61-44 as Luke Neitzel had 15 points to lead the way for the Panthers. Des Moines Christian beat Guthrie Center 51-46. Earlham over Coon Rapids Baird 54-32. East Mills beat Stanton 57-40. Exira EHK got 17 points from Cole Anderson and win at Iowa Christian Academy 69-35. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 56-50. It was Glenwood with the upset of the night as they topped Harlan 50-46. Gage Chitava had two free throws with 6 seconds left there to clinch the win for the Rams. Also, Griswold was a winner big over Tri-Center, 63-36. Devin Bates had 22 points. Lewis Central beat Shenandoah 78-60. Nottoway Valley beat Wayne 71-39. Alex Welsh with a double-double, 18 points and 14 rebounds. Panorama beat Madrid 61-60. Pleasantville over Lenox 60-59. Riverside, as we mentioned, over Audubon 67-42. Sydney beat Nishnabotna 51-28. And Trainer an 80-41 winner over Missouri Valley. Nick Paulson with 19 points for the Cardinals. Underwood was a 60-43 winner over AHST as Brian Spiegel led with 21 points and 11 rebounds for the Eagles. Villisca beat South Page 85-45. And West Central Valley Stewart a 77-56 winner over Woodward Academy. In girls basketball, it was a game you heard here on KJN last night. Audubon over Riverside, 56-38, as Marissa Halbrick had 12 points. Three other players for the Wheelers had 8. Also in girls basketball last night, it was the Atlantic Trojans picking up a victory on the road over Clarinda, 45-28, the final there as the Trojans get the win. Also in girls hoops, it was Adair Casey over Glidden Ralston, 63-19. Central Decatur beat Bedford 57-49. Also, Des Moines Christian, a 63-21 winner over Guthrie Center. Earlham beat Coon Rapids Baird 32-26. Exira EHK over Iowa Christian Academy 43-41. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 44-29. It was Harlan over Glenwood 42-32 in girls basketball. Also, I-35 49-38 over Corning. Lenox beat Pleasantville 55-48. Lewis Central over Shenandoah 65-24. Mount Air beat Southeast Warren 36-26. Nottoway Valley over Wayne 63-32. Panorama beat Madrid 69-17. In girls basketball, Sioux City West over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 76-64. Stanton beat East Mills 70-26 as Carmen Subert had 17 points to lead the way. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 70-28. Tri-Center over Griswold 49-45 as Kirsten Leon and Shelby Sullivan each had 12 points for Tri-Center. Underwood beat AHST 56-42. Winterset over Carroll 48-40. And Nishnabotna beat Sydney 44-30 as Molly Goltz led the way with 15 points there for Nishnabotna. In other sporting news here for you this morning, the Iowa Hawkeyes return to Big Ten action on Sunday with a visit to Purdue. The Hawks are 2-4 in the Big Ten and take on a Purdue team that has played well in the conference race after getting off to a slow start. That's Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey. Purdue is 3-3 in the Big Ten after a 68-53 loss at second-ranked Michigan Thursday. McCaffrey is hoping the Hawkeyes can do a better job of executing at the offensive end against the Boilermakers. And free throws were also an issue in this week's loss at Ohio State for the Hawks as they connected on only 13 of 26 from the stripe. And they're looking to try to bounce back against Purdue tomorrow. That's a 2:30 tip-off, and we'll have coverage for you starting at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon here on KJAN. Iowa State is at home today to take on Big 12 rival Kansas State. The Wildcats are 4-1 in the league race after a loss at home to Kansas, while the Cyclones are trying to bounce back from a disappointing loss at Texas Tech. Forward Melvin Edgem said the Cyclones will need a much better effort to have a chance against the Wildcats. Iowa State is 3-2 in the Big 12. The Cyclones and Wildcats tip off here today. That's set to go at about 12:45 here today at Hilton Coliseum, and we televised on Big 12 network channels. KXVO will carry that here locally. Also, a game on the slate here today. UNI is on the road at Indiana State. That one's set to go at 12:05 here today. And tomorrow, Drake will be back in action coming off their big upset win over Creighton this past week. They'll be at Missouri State tomorrow at a 2 o'clock contest. The Northern Iowa wrestling team is 21st in the country after wins last weekend over Oklahoma and Northwestern. The Panthers face another big test on Sunday when they host number 7 Missouri. UNI coach Doug Schwab says his team definitely has an advantage when they wrestle at home in the West Gymnasium. That was evident last Friday in the 18-15 victory over the Sooners, who entered Cedar Falls ranked 13th. All 10 wrestlers on Missouri's starting roster qualified for last year's NCAA tournament, and Missouri enters with an 8-1 dual record, with their lone loss coming last week against number 11 Central Michigan. The Panthers enter Sunday's 2 p.m. duel with a record of 6-2. In other sports, Victoria Azarenka won her second consecutive Australian Open title, beating Li Na 4-6, 6-4, 6-3 in a dramatic final that contained a break for fireworks, two medical timeouts, and a nasty fall to the court by Li. The Chinese star first tumbled to the court after twisting her left ankle in the fifth game of the second set and had it taped. Then they had a 10-minute pause in the third set while fireworks boomed overhead from a nearby Australia Day celebrations. And Li fell over again after that and slammed to the back of her head on the court. She had to be looked at but was able to return to finish. Azarenka broke down in tears and sobbed into her towel when the match ended. She won 5 of the next 6 games to claim her second major title and retain the world number 1 ranking. The men's championship, the Australian Open, will be played early tomorrow. Defending champion Novak Djokovic will take on Andy Murray, who beat the top seed to win last year's U.S. Open. Tiger Woods has fired a 7-under-65 on the easier North course at Torrey Pines and takes a 2-shot lead over Bill Horschel into today's third round at the Farmers Insurance Open. And also in scores for you from last night in the NBA, it was Washington over Minnesota 114-101. Atlanta beat Boston in double overtime 123-111. Miami over Detroit 110-88. It was Cleveland topping Milwaukee 113-108. Memphis over Brooklyn 101-77. Chicago beat Golden State 103-87. It was Houston over New Orleans 100-82. San Antonio 113-107 over Dallas. It was Oklahoma City 105-95 over Sacramento. And the Lakers beat Utah 102-84. In the NHL, it was Carolina over Buffalo 3-1. Boston beat the Islanders 4-2. New Jersey was an overtime winner over Washington 3-2. Detroit beat Minnesota 5-3. Tampa Bay over Ottawa 6-4. Winnipeg beat Pittsburgh 4-2. And Vancouver a 5-0 winner over Anaheim. And tonight, the new rag buyer route for this year will be announced here this evening. That begins tonight with a celebration and also will be available online during a live show at ragbuy.com beginning at 8:15 p.m. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.